Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Is considering declaring a national climate emergency to unlock federal powers and stifle oil development. That's according to Bloomberg. Meanwhile, the administration is announcing several projects this Earth Week. The plans include solar energy conservation, clean water, green transportation, and cutting pollution. For some analysis, we want to bring on Melissa Lott. She's a professor at Columbia University's Climate School. She also hosts The Big Switch podcast, which explains how to rebuild our energy systems. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me what a climate emergency is and what that might entail.
So when we talk about the potential for the president to declare a climate emergency, what it's saying is, you know what, there's a national emergency going on, and I need extra powers to be able to respond to it to protect the U.S. This is a contentious decision if it's made. This discussion has come up many times. But if it is made, then the president would have additional powers in the short term, almost immediately.
And what might those powers look like, and who would be the first to be nervous about new powers the president might have? In other words, I mean, would it be fossil fuel companies? How might that work out?
Yeah, so if the president does this, he would have access to a lot of different powers. I know what's being talked about is the ability to control how we're able to sell fossil fuels. Are we able to export it? Are we able to send it to different parts of the world? Now, obviously, the countries, the organizations that depend on those exports, they would be concerned about it, as would companies. But that's not all that the president can do. The president can do a lot to bolster up the manufacturing, the production of clean energy technologies. And combined with some other powers that he has, or that he could take advantage of, he could move the needle when it comes to climate change and emissions. So it's a mixed bag. I will say, when you talk to companies, uncertainty is the worst. If I can plan around it, I'm happy, even if it's maybe not the outcome I wanted. So the uncertainty of, is this going to happen, when might it happen, and how might it be implemented, is a stress point.
All right, welcome back on this Thursday. You wonder what was waiting, lurking in the dark and waiting around the corner for the election? This might be a clue. Let's start here. Merriam-Webster's dictionary. What is the actual definition of a dictator? Dictator is a person granted absolute emergency power. Did you just hear what we said? Giving Joe Biden emergency power so he can have more power and be able to make more decisions. I don't know. They like to call Trump a dictator via Webster Dictionary. I would say that pretty much describes Joe Biden if they're going to go down this path. Now, remember, she said that they've called for it and there are conversations about it, but at this point, nothing has happened. I'm going to just give you my thoughts and opinions on it, and we can kind of go from there. What do I think? I think that if Joe Biden declared a climate emergency, took these additional powers, and decided to, let's say, cripple the fossil fuel industry around the world, that would hurt his chances of reelection. That's what I believe. And the reason I say that is, you do something like that and gas prices soar and people are having a problem with energy and there's blackouts and we can't maintain what we're maintaining. It's not like it's just a conservative thing. It's not like $10 a gallon of gas. You pull up to the station there and somebody goes, well, let me see what political affiliation you are. Oh, for you, it's $10. Who are you with? Oh, you're a liberal. You're $5. Doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. They'd probably love it to work that way, but it doesn't work that way. Everybody would feel the pain. And if everybody feels the pain, that would harm him in the election. So would this happen prior to the election? Probably not. That would be my guess. Just looking at it, that looks like he'd be committing suicide if he did it, and he would absolutely lose re-election. The other hand, if he is granted specific powers, just like during COVID, maybe they can make adjustments to the voting system again like they did with COVID, and maybe they could pull a win out mysteriously like they did with COVID, and he still get elected one way or the other. However, I don't know if they would roll the dice on that one again, because I feel that most Americans, even if you are on the other end, knows that there were some problems with the 2020 election. So people are looking for that. And it's probably a little too close in time to get away with that again. And you got to remember, there's a lot of people running numbers up there in scenarios. And they probably figure this may not be the best time to do that again. They'd have to wait to try to run that play again. Now, after the election, that's a whole different ballgame. If we go into the election and we happen to lose this time and Joe Biden is reelected as president, could this happen and could this become a reality? Absolutely. That's a whole different ballgame, because now he doesn't have to worry about reelection. They're in power for 4 years. What he could do to the United States in 4 years is basically finish us off. They've done an excellent job crippling us. You know, they've kneecapped the United States. We're hobbling along right now. And could they finish us off? Could that be the knockout blow? Absolutely. He could declare that, get the power, destroy our energy sector completely, gas through the roof, finish people off. It'll get to a point where you will have to depend on Uncle Sam to try to just get by in life. So could that happen post-2024? Yes, I believe that it could. That is my opinions on what I just heard there. You could look at it any way you want. Yeah, I don't think it would be smart to do it before it, but if you are elected, to do it after it. I mean, look at how loose he was with the pen when he first got elected president. He signed more executive orders in like the first week than any president signed, or most presidents signed, in their entire presidency. Okay, that's how bad it was. So if you think that it is not a possibility if he gets reelected that he does that, yeah, you're definitely fooling yourself and certainly not paying attention. And if you are liberal, if you're liberal and you're listening to this, you need to take all that into consideration. As far as the climate goes, let me tell you something. Here's the biggest problem you're going to have with the climate right now. As of the most recent survey, China emits 30% of the world's greenhouse gases. The U.S. is the second largest emitter of that at 11%. They are almost three times more than we are. Now, to be transparent, are they doing things to better that? Well, that's debatable. Okay, China right now, in September of last year, I can't pronounce his name, but I would say it's Zhenhua, told the COP28 that climate talks that it is unrealistic to completely phase out fossil fuels for energy. China has upped their coal plants by 19% in the last 2 years alone, which means they are emitting more gases than before. They are three times higher than the United States. Now, if you look at some experts, or if you want to read things on the left side of it, they're telling you that within starting in 2025, there'll be a reduction. And by the year 2040, they will have possibly reduced their carbon output by about 25%. So take 25% of 30, and where does that leave you at? Still going to leave you, give or take, let's say 22%, which is still double the United States. So we could cripple ourselves. We could destroy our economy, destroy our lives. We could do everything we want here, and they're still emitting double what we put out. And how much could we possibly eliminate from the United States? Let's say, and we're going to be real ambitious here, but let's say we cut it down by half and we're only emitting 5%. If you're only emitting 5%, which is pretty darn low, imagine what you've done to the U.S. economy. We're done. It doesn't matter your political affiliation. Sometimes common sense is just common sense. Okay, you want to save the earth. You want to do things to better the climate. Do it around the world, not here at home. We have some of the toughest and tightest regulations when it comes to things here. For example, being in the trash industry, you are not allowed to make a recycling plant in the United States. You're not allowed. It's too toxic. So all of your recycling, all you people that think that you recycle and you're doing such a fantastic job and you're saving the world and you're giving yourself a pat on the back, let me tell you the process, since I worked in the industry and I can tell you exactly how this works. You recycle your crap, which gets picked up by a fossil fuel run vehicle at your curb. They bring it to a plant, which is run by fossil fuel 90% of the time, unless it's by an energy plant. And they process as much as they can your recyclables. Your recyclables are then packed into another container, which is taken to a separate location. So now it's moved twice. Once it gets to that, to the second location, it is finally broken out and is split up between containers that will now be put on ships that will be shipped to generally only 2 to 3 different countries around the world that are still processing this stuff because of how hazardous it is for the environment, mainly China and India. Once the recycling goes over to China and India, they do what they have to do to it. They dump in their own lands, slump, glump, dump, poison, and pollute the environment because of how toxic it is. Then they put everything, all your new product, back together, and they put it back on another shipment, which takes it to a local shipping company, which puts it to a container company, which then brings it back across the pond to the United States, which then gets distributed to whoever it has to go to, different warehouse, different locations, all by fossil fuel. Let me ask you a stupid question. Do you think you did anything to help the environment? It's amazing what you don't know. It's amazing. I couldn't say that when I was still working doing that. But now that I'm not working there anymore, I can say whatever I want to say. I just in fear that potentially, you know, I get in trouble for it. So do you think you're doing any good by recycling? I would venture to say you're actually harming the environment by recycling. Now, does that mean that it's better in a landfill? No, it doesn't. But we have energy plants. We have waste to energy plants. The place that I previously worked at had a waste-to-energy plant that not only powered the entire site, but powered up to 100,000 homes beyond that, burning the trash, reducing your trash, reducing the amount out by, say, 95 to 96% or so, and then the ash was put into the landfill from the burning. Okay? Much better, in my opinion. There's also different technologies that are being used right now, specifically for glass. The glass is being ground up and used to create road bases. That's a better way to recycle a good than putting it in a landfill or sending it to get recycled. This whole illusion of climate, of you're going to correct the climate and fix the climate because you screw us here in the United States and you take away everything that we have and you completely destroy our lifestyles here. This idea, this notion that we are going to save the world is all a lie. But I'll tell you why it's really good for the Democratic Party and for globalists. Because you're fighting a war you can't see. How do you see climate? How do you see CO2 emissions? Do you see them in the sky? No, you walk around every day, you don't think nothing about it. The only thing you know about slumping and glumping and all this dirty stuff is what they show you on little videos or what they tell you, or they want to manufacture things. And, you know, the news is so honest. You didn't see any blips in the news like, oh, I don't know, when they were trying to tell you COVID was so bad over here in the United States and they were giving you footage from Italy and telling you that was a hospital here in the United States. Oh, unless you watch liberal media and you missed that one completely, that they were using it to try to make it look like it was worse than it was. They actually got caught and buried that as quickly as they possibly could. You don't think that they're doing the same thing when it comes to climate? Oh, boy. People need to wake up. Wake up and smell the roses. You're being lied to. You're being fooled and bamboozled. They are doing it to control you, but you still don't see that. You don't believe it. To you, it's a conspiracy theory. Well, let me ask you, have you lost any of your freedoms yet? Have you? If you really look at it, are there things that you think you should be able to do that shouldn't be a problem, but yet for some reason there's a law preventing you from doing it and it's taking away that freedom of choice of what you want to do? I bet there is. I bet if you get to it in your life, there is. Is there a lot of red tape surrounding you wanting to start up, say, your own business? All these non-necessary bullcrap items so that the government can make you jump through hoops, do things their way. You have to abide by your master's rules on how you do and run your business. I bet if you thought about it for a second, you took a little bit of time to consider some of these things, you'd probably say to yourself, actually, he kind of has a point there. There are some things that are pretty stupid that don't make any sense. That being said, we're going to move right on to the next one. China is going to pollute. Just keep that in mind. Them declaring emergency powers over us here in the United States and Biden doing that. Is that possible before the election? Again, probably not. After the election, maybe so. I'd like everybody to keep in mind that this is the moron that we're talking about.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Now, it played on a loop there. Four more years, pause. Again, just like before, the idiot's reading the teleprompter, and he actually said pause. He was supposed to stop and allow the already organized crowd to start with their four more years chanting, but the moron said pause, looked confused for a second when everybody started chanting, and then smiled. Now, I can tell you, he's certainly not the one that's making these calls. But let's be honest, if you vote for him to be there, then you're voting for just an empty space. You're voting for somebody that whose mind is gone. You're just voting for a dummy, a Weekend at Bernie's. He's just there while somebody else is running the show. He's the dummy, and the ventriloquist is running the show behind the scenes. You're just voting for the dummy. You're voting for the hollow wooden figure. I certainly hope that we have not gotten that stupid in America today that people would not pay attention to this and actually make the right choice when voting. This is what we're up against in 2024. 2024 is an important election. There's a lot going on. There are a lot of evil people that want to do evil things. There are a lot of globalists that are just salivating at the mouth, just wanting to get an opportunity to become the dictators that they were born to be. And if you give them that opportunity, whatever happens after that, no matter how high fuel prices go, no matter how bad it gets in the United States, no matter how ugly your bank account looks, always remember that you voted for it. Because I got to be honest, I'm at a point in my life where I look at it as if this guy got in there and they did some of these crazy things that they're talking about doing, I think we have already passed the point of no return. I would say that America will just go into a constant decline, and it's going to take decades to pull us back out of it. I'll be an old man. Maybe I'll get the pleasure of seeing that before I go into the ground and go home. Maybe. Choose wisely in 2024, because really, your life depends on it.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.